السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with Surah Fatir, chapter number 35 of the Noble Quran, and verses 15 to verse number 28. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that the good deeds we do all goes up, meaning the sign of acceptance by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah is showing us, human being, today you have some wealth, you have some rank and status, you have some knowledge, and the way we carry on, there's no one like us, the way we walk, the way we talk, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. But look at your origin, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَاب, that you were created from sand and dust, that refers to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Allah created the universe in 6 days, from Saturday to Thursday. And on Friday, Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. In Muslim Sharif, you will find from Saturday to Thursday. And in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, so many ahadith kitab, وَفِيهِ خُلِقَ Adam. On a Friday, Nabi Adam alayhi salam was created the masterpiece. So me and you, our father, mother met, and then through the semen, sperm, if Allah Ta'ala wanted and decreed, then our mother, they conceived and so forth and gave birth to us. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, and then we made you in pairs. That there's a son, there's a daughter, brother, sister, and then you become married, you get married and so forth, so on. Kudrat ka karishma, as you say in Urdu. Remember, the two oceans are meeting, but the temperature is different, the taste is different, the color is different. So who does all this? Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. So all that only Allah Ta'ala does. Hada azmun furatun sa'irun sharabuhu wa hada milhun ujaj. One is very, very salty, very bitter, and the other one, remember, is palatable, you can drink and so forth. So all these are the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, people today are worshipping dirt idols, they're worshipping the dead, worshipping one creation, worshipping another creation. So ma yamlikuna min qitmir, those people or those things that you are worshipping, they don't possess, they don't have authority over one qitmir. So what is the meaning of qitmir? You take a date, khajur, and then you eat it or you open it, and then you will find the seed, you will find the pit there inside. Study the pit, you will find a line there. On that line, you will find like a white, you know, like a string. So the small little one, that is qitmir. So a tiny little bit also they don't possess, meaning they possess absolutely nothing. They can't benefit you, they can't harm you. La nafi'a illa hu. No one can cause us benefit except Him, Almighty Allah. Wala dhara illa hu. No one can cause harm except Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. So that must be our yaqeen, our conviction, our iman. Today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, chapter 35, verses 15 to verse number 28. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people. So everyone, all types of people are addressed, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult children. O humankind, antumul fuqara'u ilallah, fuqara, the plural of faqir. You are dependent to Almighty Allah. Our eyes, our ears, our body, every part of our anatomy, we need Almighty Allah. Can we survive without oxygen? Can we survive without water? Can we survive without, you must remember, food and so forth? Nothing. And who is giving us all this? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So today we see in the world where there are wars and so forth. People today are now suffering because of refugees. Then they don't have food, they don't have water, and then you see they die and pass away because of starvation and so many issues. People fall sick. It's not the doctor is going to help you. That is the sabab-e-zahiri, the superficial means. Allah is the shafi, the one who gives cure. Allahumma anta shafi, la shifa'a illa shifa'uk. Ya Allah, you are the true shafi, the one to give cure. None can give cure except you, Ya Allah. So we need of you every moment, every minute, every second. Antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Therefore we cry to Allah and beg Allah. That is what Allah loves. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'a. Call your sustainer. Pray and beg your sustainer, nourisher, provider, with humility, with khufya and softly. Ya Allah, help me, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Surah 7, chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Antumul fuqara'u ilallah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah Jalla Wala is ghani. Ghani means self-sufficient. He, Almighty Allah, does not need anybody, any time, any place, any circumstances. That is Allah. Nothing, absolutely nothing he requires and needs. So he is totally self-sufficient. That is his fadl, his grace, his mercy. He gives us opportunities. He gives us Iman and Islam, the greatest gift he bestowed and gave us. So understand that he is totally self-sufficient. Wallahu wal-ghaniyul hamid. He is the one worthy of praise all times. See the Arabic language, Hamid. Hamid means praise. And Hamid, all times. So therefore you have the male's name, Abdul Hamid, the slave, the servant of the one who's worthy of praise all times, all places. And the daughter's name, Amatul Hamid. Beautiful name, nice name. So use this type of name for our daughters and sisters as well. Iyasha yudhibkum. So Almighty Allah left us here in this world, and we continue with our vices, our sins. 7-8 billion people on this earth today, and what you see? The absolute majority busy with kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship. So if Allah wants, in a split second, Allah sends a hurricane, Allah sends floods and deluge, فَأَخَذَوْمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. How the floods deluge came in the time of Noah, Nuh alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala can do that now and wipe us off this earth. In a split second, one tsunami. So إِيَّشَعَ يُذْهِبْكُمْ. If he wants, he removes you, O human being. وَيَعَتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And he brings a new creation, and he brings other generations, other people, other nations, and other people, and he brings. So he has that power. But sunnatullah, the system of Allah, he leaves us. And qudratullah, occasionally he wipes out the people. So remember, for the enemies, that is the dua we make nowadays. Allah must wipe them out if there's no hidayat and no iman for them. Because of the zulm, the oppression and transgression they are causing, and causing so much harm to the Muslims. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not difficult for Almighty Allah. For Allah, everything is easy. That Alallahi Yasir, you will see in the Quran. So it's easy for Almighty Allah. So people wondered, how long will it take Almighty Allah, the Hisab and reckoning, accountability? So on the day of Hisab, the day of accountability, reckoning, so Allah answered before we can pose the question, Wallahu Sari'ul Hisab. Almighty Allah is swift in reckoning. Almighty Allah has all the power. When we can just have our computers and all that, and in a matter of minutes it goes through the whole encyclopedia. So what do we think about Almighty Allah? We have the conviction and believe in Almighty Allah. Now it is the day of justice. Yea, in this world we can go to the lawyer, we can go to the attorney, advocate, senior counsel, barrister. There nobody for anybody. And then we can go to our family members. They can help us with bail and help us with this. So Almighty Allah is making everything clear. Maliki Yawmiddin. He, Almighty Allah alone, is the sole possessor of the day of justice. That day everybody will stand in the court of Allah, divine justice. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone will come individually. So see all these lessons here. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. The carrier of a burden. So nobody else will carry the burden of another. So wazira, the one who is the burden. So no, and wizard is the burden. So nobody will carry the burden of another person. I am responsible for my sins and my transgression. You responsible for yours. I can't say give his sins to me and my sins to him. All that will not work, remember. And that is the absolute justice system. What dayyanu la yamut. Deen, justice, Allah's attribute, wa dayyan. Allah is the most just. Wa dayyanu la yamut. And Allah will never die. He was, he is, he always will be. Me and you creation, we were born, we will die. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Chapter 28, verse 88. Understand the glory, beauty of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. وَإِنْ تَدُؤُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ حِمْلِيَا. So understand the tafsir here. وَإِنْ تَدُؤُ نَفْسٌ مُثْقَلَةٌ. So yea, in this world, you see your father is picking up a heavy load. So you, the son, you will rush. Oh, Abi, oh, Abati, oh, Abba, let me help you, assist you. Oh, the son is very young and he wants to pick up. The father, brother will come. So that day there were in tad'u muthqalatun. Muthqalatun is an adjective attribute for nafsun muthqala. So a person who is overburdened with his debts, with his sins, with his vices, ila himliha, and if that person he calls, so to for you to come and carry it and help, la yuhmal minhu shay'a, then nobody will be able to carry it, even the slightest burden, the 1 pound, the 1 kilo, the 1 ounce, nothing they will be able to carry. Walau kana dha qurba wa wasliya, even though it is your kith and kin, your near family, we won't be able to help them. Therefore, everybody that day, on the day of justice, the day of judgment, nafsi, nafsi, everybody will be saying, Anbiya, prophets will be saying, nafsi, nafsi. So where do we stand a chance? We are ordinary mortals, sinners and transgressors. So what is your function, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, innama, innama fa hasar and qasar, for exclusivity. Tunziru alladhina, you must warn with love and compassion. And obviously Nabi alayhi salam is going to do that. And the Master alayhi salam is bashirau wa nadhira, as you will see in today's sabak. That for the people who believe, then bashir, the glad tidings and good news. And those who reject, a warner with love, remember. And the Master, alayhi salam, was, is, will always be. The only rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ الَّذِينَ. So verily, surely you have to warn the people, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with love, compassion, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, who fear their sustainer. This fear is not the natural fear we see a lion or a snake, Allah forbid. Remember, this fear is based on the love for Allah, on the respect for Allah, that you call a khashya. So because Allah Ta'ala is so majestic, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest banner, the one who gives us the greatest bounty, so benevolent to us, so out of love for Allah, so we develop that love and fear. So yakshawna rabbahum bil ghayb, they fear Allah although they can't see Allah. So remember that when we alone also, then we don't get involved in vices and sins. Wa aqamu salah, and they establish the salah. See the importance of salah. We have to read the salat and make others also perform and read the salah. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Many a time we up to date with our salat, our zakat, our charity, hajj, umrah, fasting. But inside we have the pride, the jealousy, hatred. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى, whosoever cleanses and purifies himself, فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. So indeed he has done so for himself, so his own benefit. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Ya Allah, you give me and grant me the true taqwa. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Wazakkiha, purify me, Ya Allah. Wazakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha. You are the best one to purify it, Ya Allah. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. You are the friend, Ya Allah, and protector. And you are the maula, the helper and protector. So what a powerful, beautiful dua, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. So we need to do that. We are lacking in that field. Wa ila Allah il masir, and unto Allah is the returning of everybody, everything. Allah Jalla Wala is showing us to stimulate our hearts, our minds. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. If somebody asks, one person can see, one is blind, are they equal? Everybody will say they're not equal. So how can you say Iman and Kufr is same? That Iman, Abrahamic Accord and all that. All these accords are not worth the paper on which is written. So remember, Quran says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. The one who's blind and the one who can see, he's got vision and sight, they're not equal. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ. In Quran Sharif you will find always zulumat, darknesses, people groping in capitalism, in socialism, communism, secularism, Zionism. So all these are darknesses. And وَلَا النُّورُ, and nur is always singular. Islam is nur, Allah is nur, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nur, and Quran Sharif is nur, Muslim you are nur. Dalil, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, the evidence. Allah is the radiance in the heavens and in the earth. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nur. Qad jaakum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubin wa sirajan munira. So the nur of the message of sallallahu alaihi wasallam spreading around till today and will continue. Quran Sharif is nur. وَانْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. You Muslim, Muslima, you nur. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّ. Allah open our hearts and bosoms. So how can the darkness and the radiance be the same? وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورِ. The shade and the intense heat of the sun, can they be the same? Never. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ. Can the people who are alive and dead be the same? No, they are not the same, those who are alive and those who are dead. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Jalla Wala makes the dead people hear, and those who are alive also He makes them hear, then they embrace Islam and become true believers. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِئٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on your own accord, unilaterally, you cannot make the people hear who are in the grave. So that's the literal meaning. You cannot give guidance to people. Allah will give guidance to whoever He wishes. And this is clearly enshrined in the Quran. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot give guidance to whom you love, Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, Abu anybody else, your family. No, Allah will give guidance to whomsoever He wishes. Surah 28 and verse number 56. Yes, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tries his best, obviously, but the real guidance that enters the inner recesses of the heart, that only Almighty Allah gives. So that is the meaning. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِنْ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Regarding we go to the grave of our father, mother, family member, we say Assalamu alaikum. To the year, remember, sometime the year, sometime the 1 year, it's all up to the benevolence, grace and mercy of Allah, but we should make salam. That is sunnah and nabawiyah, the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In anta illa nazir, in fanafiya, for negation, you are but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I warner with love and compassion. But not only the warner, inna arsalnaka bilhaq, indeed we sent you with the truth, the best of the best message. You were the best, you are the best, you always will be the best and most beloved and precious to Allah. So your message is the best also. Bashira, that the glad tidings for people who accept you, accept the message and the fundamentals and articles of faith. Wanadhira, and a warner with love. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. People look for excuses. They will say, a prophet didn't come to us. Nobody came to us. So Allah said, there's no nation. But remember that there were always a prophet there. إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. A prophet came there. And remember, they can't say they were empty, void of it. Nazir doesn't mean always a prophet or messenger, that I come to you and remind you. So nazir. So your parents, they tell you good, they nazir. Anybody tells you good and he tells you toward the truth, Islam, Iman, there's nazir. So the Quran Sharif is nazir. So nazir has a very, very broad connotation. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is tasalli, to pacify, console Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa if they reject you, Allah forbid, faqad kadhdhaba alladhina min qablihim, indeed they rejected the messengers and prophets before as well. Ja'athum rusuluhum bil bayyinat, remember the prophets and messengers came to them with clear signs, and that is bil bayyinat wa bi zubur. Zubur is ma yuktab, what is written on the scrolls, on the paper, so with the books and so forth. وَبِلْ كِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ, were the books which makes things clear and very, very illuminating. They rejected the message and the messengers. So you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they reject you, you continue with your message and mission, and Allah will give you victory. And that's exactly what happened. Thumma, these people, we let them enjoy their life a little while. Thereafter, subsequently, أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, I seized those people who are the non-Muslims. I send my punishment, earthquake, floods, hurricanes, and all that, and they can't stop it. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ إِنْكَارِي, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِي. So how is my punishment for them? So that is what Allah is teaching us. Then Allah speaks of the creation. Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Alam tara, what don't you see, O human being? Anna Allah anzala minas samaa'i maa'a. Allah jalla wala sends from the clouds, from the skies, the water. Samaa, that the skies. And in the sky, the cloud is there. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Are you sending down the water from the clouds, or we are sending down? So there is it clearly about the clouds. For then when the rain comes, فَأَخْرَجْنَا فَأَتَعْقِيبٌ, the consequence of it, the result of it, أَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. Then we, Allah uses the royal pronoun, to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Allah uses the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, that through this water we produce thamarati mukhtalifan alwanuha, the fruits and different shades and colors. Look at summertime, the mangoes yellow. Look at the watermelon red. And look at the other fruits and all of them, and how wonderful it is, how tasty it is, the leeches and so forth. So all different shapes, different colors, different taste and so forth. Then you go to the mighty mountains, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ, and Allah Ta'ala created the mountains. جُدَدٌ بِيدٌ وَحُمُرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا. جُدَدٌ, so خُتُوتٌ, so tracks. So T-R-A-C-T-S. So tracks, remember, bidu, so some of them whitish, light in complexion, in color. So light in color, whitish. And wahumurum, some reddish. So now like dark and bright. And mukhtalifun alwanuha, different shades and colors. So you will find different tracks. When you go to Mauritius, you see there one place, 7 different colors of the sand and so forth. Kudrat ka karishma, diversity in unity, unity in diversity. So you will see different colors, shades there in the mountains also. Mukhtalifun alwanuha wa gharabi busud, and some of them pitch black. Ghurab, you see ghurab? So you must remember gharabi. So this is pitch black, so you must remember. So Almighty Allah is speaking about it there. So ghurab, and yeah, so Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the mountains, blackish, dark in color. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and of humankind. وَالدَّوَابِ, the animals crawling, walking on the earth. وَالْأَنْعَامِ, an'am refers to the camel family, cow family, goat sheep family. مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ, different colors and shades. كَذَلِكَ, similarly. إِنَّمَا, today who's a alim? We say he studied tafsir, Bukhari Sharif, but Allah, that is not the definition. Innama, only exclusively, yakhshallah. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah used to say, if you don't have khashya, then ja'a al-himaru saghir wa raja'a al-himaru al-kabir. A person came to the madrasa da'alum, a small donkey, and he went away a big donkey. Then you can go ask, his sons and students are still alive. That yakhshallah, that they have the quality of the fear of Allah, based on the love and respect for Allah. Min ibadihi, from his servants, who? Min ibadil ulama. So for ulama, khashya is compulsory. Everybody has to have it, but more so the ulama, the scholars. Inna Allah azizun ghafoor. Allah is the Almighty and all forgiving. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us and make us from the true servants and true scholars. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.